Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Curfews are in place in many states across the US, and a state of emergency has been imposed in Los Angeles after violent protests over police brutality and the death of unarmed black man George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis. And our correspondent Simon Marks is in Washington. Good afternoon, as it is in Washington, Simon.
Good afternoon to you, Karen. Good morning to you there.
What happened overnight?
Well, great tension in Minneapolis. By and large, the curfew was imposed and was observed. But in other cities all over the country, there were again violent clashes between protesters and police in some areas. In other areas, peaceful demonstrations that took place. At the White House today, staff were told not to come into work because there were heated exchanges last night between demonstrators and members of the Secret Service as they attempted to secure the building. And it's highly likely that there will be another demonstration outside the White House this evening. Within the last 10 minutes, President Trump has taken to Twitter to call, as he put it, for law and order in Philadelphia now. They are looting stores, he writes. Call in our great National Guard like they finally did. Thank you, President Trump, last night in Minneapolis. And then he concludes the tweet by asking, is this what voters want with Sleepy Joe? All Dems! And that's a return to President Trump's theme that these riots are taking place, he maintains, in cities that are controlled by Democrats and offer a preview of what will happen in the United States if the Democrats win this November's presidential election. But look, night is falling soon across the United States. We are in for a very nervous several hours ahead, and questions as to whether this is going to be the sixth night in which we see demonstrations all over the country. Last night they occurred in as many as 75 separate cities from coast to coast.
Well, the officer involved has been charged with third degree murder, and many are saying that's not enough.
Yeah, I mean, the family is saying that's not enough. The family of George Floyd, of course, the unarmed black man who died as police were trying to arrest him a week ago in Minneapolis. He was accused of passing a forged $20 bill. He resisted arrest, and you will have seen the video of Officer Derek Chauvin with his knee pressed against Mr. Floyd's neck for 8¾ minutes, even as Mr. Floyd remonstrated and said that he couldn't breathe. He was then admitted to hospital where he died. The family believes that the officer should be facing first-degree murder charges. They argue that this was premeditated murder. The third-degree charge suggests that the authorities believe there was a lack of intent. It carries a 25-year sentence if he's convicted. But what's fueling these protests is not just this sense that the officer should be facing more stringent charges, but also grave concern over the fact that the other police attending at the scene, including two other officers who helped pin Mr. Floyd down, are still free. I mean, there are journalists being arrested every night all over the country for doing their constitutionally protected jobs. But the police officers who were involved in this, other than Officer Chauvin, are still free to roam the streets and not in custody. That's one of the issues, and there are many issues fueling these protests, but that's one of them.
And the National Guard on duty in Los Angeles tonight.
Yes, the National Guard on duty in Los Angeles and again in Minneapolis, enforcing curfews or trying to in many of these cities. The way that President Trump is now spinning these protests is that they are nothing to do with the memory of George Floyd, that these are all being organized by a group that he refers to as Antifa. Now, there is no single group called Antifa. It's a loose association of mostly anti-fascist organizations. But President Trump absolutely painting Antifa as, first of all, an organization, and secondly, as being entirely responsible for what he describes as professionally managed so-called protests. And his national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, took to the airwaves here on the Television Sunday programs this morning to advance the argument that President Trump is now making, that Antifa, again, even though it's not an organization, needs to be officially branded by the United States as a terrorist group.
This is being driven by Antifa. This is a destructive force of radical, I don't even know if you want to call them leftists, whatever they are, they're militants. These protesters, and the president's very, you know, passionate about it. The legitimate protesters have a right to be on the streets, and the president defends that. But these Antifa radical militants who are using, you know, military tactics, they need to be stopped.
The counterpoint to that argument is that the president has barely this weekend spent a minute defending the constitutional right of people to protest. Indeed, in reacting to the protests on Friday night that led to the White House being locked down, he almost seemed to goad the demonstrators, insisting that had they breached the fence at the White House, they would have been met by the most vicious dogs and ominous weapons that he had ever seen. The other counterpoint to the argument that the administration is presenting, that these things are all being centrally organized by some mysterious group that ought to be branded a terrorist organization, are interviews like this one, given to CNN by a resident of Minneapolis on the streets who was urging people to stop looting area businesses.
If you cannot stand up and fight the good fight and you want to be a cheater and go ahead and taint what we're trying to do, something is wrong with you, because what we're trying to do is stand up for the basic rights of humanity, and that's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to do in a peaceful way. We do not want to go through this anymore, okay? I want to be able to go in a white neighborhood and feel safe. I want to be able, when a cop is driving behind me, I don't have to clench and be tense, okay? I want to be able just to be free.
Very powerful message presented by one of the demonstrators participating in protests there in Minneapolis, where the curfew was largely observed last night, and the National Guard by President Trump are being praised for having imposed that curfew, and they will presumably be under pressure to impose it again tonight.
Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen.